You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a sinkhole swallowed 8 priceless sports cars.
The Most Read Wired Transportation Stories of 2017 by Andrea Valdez. When I worked at Texas Monthly Magazine, there was no surer way to capture a reader's attention than to put Willie Nelson on the cover or in the headline. It seems Wired's version of the red-headed stranger is one Elon Musk. This year, the Tesla CEO, probably better known as a hat salesman, finally launched the car company's Model 3 and unveiled an electric big rig to much fanfare and to much interest of the Wired audience. But it wasn't just Tesla dominating the headlines. Hyperloop, popularized by Musk when he open-sourced his design for the high-speed tube train, also won the year, with Virgin Hyperloop One, not associated with Musk, making great strides in testing its technology. Though there was one story where both Musk and Hyperloop made it into the headline, and of course, it made our list of Wired's 17 most read transportation stories of the year. There's plenty more on the list for people interested in the advances of other planes, trains, and automobiles, like the amazing story of a Delta plane taking off through a break in Hurricane Irma's clouds, an octogenarian reinventing the railway in his backyard, and General Motors' all-electric future. On May 10, Jack Stewart reported all the startups and companies working on self-driving cars. The auto industry is rebuilding itself. The story included a chart to keep you up to speed. On June 14, Alex Davies reported on the 89-year-old who is reinventing the train in his backyard. Max Schlanger wants to use vacuum power to get people where they're going, and it has nothing to do with the Hyperloop. On June 16, Alex Davis reported what happened when the USS Fitzgerald collided with a container ship in Japan. It ran into the ACX Crystal off the coast, and human error was the likely culprit. On June 20, Jack Stewart reported on the F-35 fighter jet's stomach-emptying public debut at the Paris Air Show. The long-delayed, over-budget jet had a lot to prove, and it put on quite a show. And then on July 7, Alex Davis reported on why the Tesla Model S couldn't ace that small overlap front crash test. The bad news came as Tesla's stock price plummets amid concerns about the Model 3. On July 12, Alex Davis reported that Hyperloop One's first real test is a whooshing success. But now comes the hard part, reducing costs, improving reliability, and beating their competition to it. On July 21, Arian Marshall reported, "Oh, Elon, building infrastructure for the Hyperloop doesn't work like that." Elon Musk said he has verbal government approval to build a Hyperloop on the East Coast. Be skeptical. On July 29, Jack Stewart filed two stories. One on Tesla's Model 3 that's much more than an electric car. He reported that the delivery day went off without a hitch. And then he reported on driving a Tesla 3 model and everything that you need to know. On July 31, Robbie Gonzalez noted, "Cancelling your Tesla Model 3 deposit? Well, don't count on a timely refund. Tesla was taking weeks or months longer than promised to refund Model 3 deposits. Why so long?" On August 2, Alex Davis reported the Hyperloop One successfully tests its pod for the first time, and the future of transportation sounds a bit like a witch crying over a dead cat. Arian Marshall on August 27th reported what the controlled chaos of Burning Man reveals about cities and what the temporary Black Rock City settlement has to learn. Arian Marshall again on September 6th reported how Delta flew a plane straight through Hurricane Irma, and it was NBD. Serious props to Delta. Alex Davis on October 2 reported that General Motors announces an all-electric future. The giant automaker will start with 20 new all-electric models by 2023. And on October 10, Alex Davis reported how a heavy lift ship rescued the damaged USS John S. McCain. After a collision at sea, the USS McCain needed a ride home. On November 16, Alex Davis reported that Elon Musk reveals Tesla's electric semi-truck. Everything we learned about the big battery specs and range of Elon Musk's most electrifying gamble yet. And finally, on November 17, Arian Marshall reported, "What does Tesla's automated truck mean for truckers?" Well, that kind of depends on what you mean by trucker.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a sinkhole opened up under the National Corvette Museum right now.
Betty called me at 6 in the morning. She thought it was a fire. It was worse. A sinkhole opened up under our museum. 8 priceless Corvettes had plunged into it. Chubb was there within hours. They helped make sure it was safe. We had everyone we needed to get our museum back up and running. And we opened the next day.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.